their stories, their personal stories, that are a story of a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ted Cruz in Texas says children should not be separated, but the law should be clear.
There's a right way and a wrong way to come to America. The right way to come is through legal immigration, through waiting in line, through following the rules.
Roughly 1,800 children are still separated. The White House says 500 have been reunited. ICE officials are looking to add 15,000 beds for use in immigrant facilities. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Well, young Joey had to leave the room, but when Rich Thomas shows up at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, something electrifying is up, and he's here to talk about it.
Yeah, we have a cluster of storms we've been monitoring here for a while, and thought it was important to come in and let you know. These storms are now from about the Georgia line around Lynette and Valley, and then they extend westward and in through Elmore and Autauga County. Right now, Elmore County has been added to the severe thunderstorm list. Elmore County under a severe thunderstorm warning till 5:45 with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts possible. That warning for Tallapoosa and Chambers counties continues till 5:45 this afternoon. If you were with us this morning, you know we were talking about this cluster, and strangely enough, on future radar this morning, if you watch my video, was right on the money on timing of this. Pretty potent disturbance in the upper atmosphere, which is precipitating these storms here. And as we go into the evening hours tonight, this whole storm area will shift southward into the I-85 and US 80 corridor. So, you know, that's something that we're going to have to be watching as the storms start to migrate closer to the Montgomery area and then further south during the evening hours. Right now, the storm movement east at about 30 miles per hour. So again, severe thunderstorm warnings for Elmore County until 5:45 and for Tallapoosa and Chambers counties until 5:30 this afternoon, and we're monitoring other storms. The back edge of all of this is back in towards Billingsley in Autauga County right now. So if you are in Prattville, Millbrook, you're looking and you're seeing the darkest clouds you've ever seen, and you're probably hearing a lot of thunder too, and there's some vivid lightning with these storms as well. There was a little rotation in northwestern Elmore County within the hour. I don't see any rotation at the moment, but we are monitoring. All right, so there you go.
That stuff I see in Mississippi, is that part of this?
It is. It's part of this whole system, and really, if you widen out, well, you can't see it on your map, but you see how many warnings there are from Georgia,
oh, wow,
back through eastern Alabama, and then when you go farther back, it's into Mississippi as well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's kind of an arc of thunderstorms,
yeah,
moving through the area.
Is
here.
That the same stuff that rained out baseball games in the Midwest yesterday?
Well, you know what? I mean, the short so. Answer the short answer is yes. A piece of that energy broke off,
mm-hmm,
and is heading southeast. So it's we don't see a lot of organized severe weather this time of the year in this part of the world, but this is one that was had my attention enough to get me in here to watch it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I feel terribly guilty when Bailey's here and I don't have any chicken.
I know. What is up with you?
There's no 505 chickens for you.
Shouldn't you have emergency chicken somewhere?
I you know what I have? I have eggs. I could make her scrambled eggs.
She would love
it's
that.
It's protein. Be happy to do it. Only take me a minute.
Yeah, that could be done in the microwave, huh?
Hey, before you head out, could you give us another crack at this? Every weekday morning, we had a guy at Baumhauer's. He arrived after you had left the other night, but he said, I've never missed the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting in the morning.
Okay.
And Love and Spoonful is Monday, right?
Right. Yeah, well, okay. That's exactly right. We have.
But here's today's.
Oh, my gosh. They had Crimson Clover. They had Hanky Panky. They had Crystal Blue Persuasion. And they had this one, too. Drink it all down. Pass it all around. It's time for another swig of sweet cherry wine.
Oh! Everyone's got to get together now.
Ladies and gentlemen. That is one skilled individual who can do all that weather information, then talk up a very difficult song.
It's a tough intro.
It really is, but it's such a great song.
It is really good.
You know, if they, I wish, I don't know what the plans at Impact are. I don't have any insider connections there, but I would love another Happy Together-like concert that would feature Tommy James.
Yeah. There's a lot of those guys who are still on the road now, you know. I heard that, like, Gary Lewis and the Playboys even.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be good?
This Diamond Ring, all those greats.
Green Grass.
And wasn't that one of the happiest nights to, you know, relive all those great
songs? I had
songs.
A great time. And you know, and we're in Talkeetna. We're sitting next to, we're sitting behind the mayor and his wife.
Yeah.
And David Bronner's off to our left there. Boy, and people of our age just smiling. You couldn't wipe the smile off our face.
That's great.
Because I'm elderly.
Yeah. Thanks for...
I'm sorry. That's something we did the other morning.
No, you know, I'm rummaging through my wallet because I found a Wenzel's Oyster House gift card at home, and I wanted to give it to you.
What is it?
A gift card? Well, that's a little piece of plastic that entitles you to a certain dollar amount of food at a restaurant, but that's not important.
Yeah, I love Wenzel's, and I'm about 6 days away from going to New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
And boy, oh boy, oh boy.
So we got to do the TV hit without you next week. What are we going to do?
Well, and then you announced that you're going to be gone for a week around the 4th of July.
Well, no, I'm not going to take a week. But I may take... I've got to go to Warm Springs, Georgia. I've been wanting to do that since I moved here and found out how close it was. It's less than 2 hours away. And I haven't done it yet, and that's ridiculous.
To help your polio situation?
Well, you know, when you're elderly, Rich, that water is very rejuvenating. It's almost like swimming in glutathione.
I wonder what they have over there. Do you know what they have in Warm Springs? I'm sure they have museums, right?
I want to see the little White House where Roosevelt died. Mm-hmm. I want to see the portrait that was being painted, which I believe is still on the easel.
Oh, he was painting a portrait at the time? I mean...
Here's the thing. He had this lifelong love affair... I forget the lady's name.
Yeah, I know who you mean. His companion, quote unquote.
And his daughter, Alice, arranged for her to visit him at Warm Springs, and Eleanor didn't know.
She knew, and she also knew that this would be a good time for...
If you look at video of the funeral of FDR, the face of Eleanor Roosevelt, it's not so much grief that you see there as it is anger, because she felt betrayed not only by him, but by the daughter for... arranging that for her dad.
Well, for years, they had a marriage of convenience.
Yeah.
That worked very well on one level. I mean, there was no love. There was certainly no intimacy. But she got things done. He got things done. They worked rather effectively together.
Yeah, they did. The interesting thing is I've read books. There's a book about the love letters to Eleanor from her lady friends.
Yes,
and they're very, very explicit.
Yeah, not a good-looking woman.
Did he just say what I thought he said?
Not a good-looking woman.
On our instant replay. Oh, man. It's great that you were able to stop by this afternoon.
Yeah, so let me go watch some storms. And before you're done at 6, before you start, Joey, I'll come back and do some more weather stuff.
I'll whip up some eggs for Bailey.
And I'll think of some other stuff to say about Eleanor Roosevelt.
We appreciate it. Bo Holt.
Good afternoon. I think I told you before, back in 2003, Cool 104.3 did one of these. And they had Andy Kim, Lou Christie, and Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Lou Christie's another one I would love to see.
Oh, it was great. And I'm sure y'all have more influence over who comes to Impact than I would, if y'all have any. But heck yeah, maybe y'all could try to encourage that and maybe make something happen. I'd go see those Happy Together type tours all day long.
Well, I'll tell you what, that concert was one of the best I ever attended. For a lot of reasons, the music, the feelings, the joy. It was really well done, well produced.
It was great. And Impact's such a good venue, too. I mean, we have a lot of wonderful things here in the city.
Sure do. That is absolutely something to be proud of in this town is Impact.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I used to work for Styx. Did you know that?
Styx!
And those guys, when they were here last, I think it was March last year, JY and Tommy were telling me how much they loved playing there because the venue was so well, you know, acoustically designed for them, easy to work with.
Yeah, it was great. That was actually my first time in Impact, was the Happy Together Tour, and I was blown away at how wonderful the whole operation was.
Well done. Well, Bolt, it was good to hear from you, buddy.
You too, sir. Y'all have a great weekend.
All righty. All of this began, our most electrifying moment, with these weather updates from Rich, and there are warnings posted in northeastern and much of Elmore County for severe thunderstorms right now that could contain winds up to 60 miles an hour. And we'll go down and take a look at those from the Thinking Stoop in just a moment. And before we do local news, let me finish our Mr. Electric moment with their phone number, 269-8886. These are certified electricians. So many times, in the years I've been sitting here, people have called and said, do you know a great electrician? And we do. And it's Mr. Electric. This company has incredibly high standards. They hire the best. These are master electricians, the very best in the business. Electricity is nothing to mess with. If you notice a buzzing sound coming from an outlet or one of your major appliances, if your house tends to flicker on and off. And at this time of the year, when we see the kind of thunderstorms that are passing through Elmore right now, there's always a concern about surge protection. Surge protection doesn't come in one of those $12.99 strips you buy at Walgreens. Surge protection begins at your box. That's where Mr. Electric can help protect you. We got struck right above this studio 4 or 5 years ago. And the damage it did didn't start a fire, but the damage, all of that energy finding its way through the building did to our electronics was devastating. And it took months and months and months to cobble it all back together. That's the risk that you have without surge protection. True surge protection, Mr. Electric can provide it. But if you need something simple like a ceiling fan installed, whatever it is, call them and get it done right. They'll be on time. They always confirm your appointment by phone and by text, and they're there at the appointed time. They clean up whatever mess is made from the installation and leave you with nothing but the great result you called for in the first place. So keep them in mind, please. Fantastic people. Mr. Electric, 269-8886 or MrElectric.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Police say a board member of Prattville's youth baseball program is accused of stealing $15,000 to $20,000 from the program. Police Chief Mark Thompson says that 38-year-old Lindsay Martin turned herself in on theft of property charges Tuesday. She was released after posting a $10,000 bond. Authorities in Mobile are considering a proposal to swap the city's two airports. A plan under consideration would send commercial passenger traffic, which now lands west of the city, to the Mobile Downtown Airport, which mainly handles cargo and general aviation flights. The Supreme Court has ruled that states can collect taxes from online retailers, even if the retailers are out of state. The court says individual states can now compel internet sellers to collect sales tax regardless of whether they have a physical presence in the state. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Short bag. When a bag lands on the ground just before the cornhole board. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight, they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world that would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer, call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of accidents call to your attention. Carmichael at Woodmere, that is actually a disabled vehicle and not an accident, but there is an accident at the 4600 block of Vaughn Road, so watch out for that one. Everything else looking pretty decent. The Boulevard looks okay. Not seeing too much on Atlanta Highway. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by LuQuire have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, LuQuire and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyleguire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and LuQuire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyleguire.com. On, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Couple of things coming up. I love Request Friday. You need to hear this. Young Joey. Story that says people's egos get bigger after meditation and yoga.
Really?
Yeah. University of Southampton researchers recruited 93 yoga students over 15 weeks, evaluated their sense of self-enhancement. This included having participants fill out questionnaires meant to assess narcissistic tendencies.
Well, I'm already very narcissistic.
Researchers found when students were evaluated in the hour after their yoga class, they showed significantly higher self-enhancement compared to when they hadn't done yoga in the previous 24 hours.
No, I would agree. My experience this morning, when I woke up this morning, I didn't want to get up. It's like, oh, I know it's Friday, but why can't it be Saturday? And I pushed myself and did the toughest workout I can do these days. And afterwards, it is like a runner's high. So it wouldn't surprise me if people feel more self-esteem and confident, those sort of things.
So I pass it along. Here's another story on human behavior. Men think that a meal tastes better if it's served by an attractive waitress.
That makes sense.
Just stuff. I am...
That makes sense.
One of the things we do on Friday is clear out the stuff that has been cluttering up my sack all week. And we either decide whether we need to save it for next week or another day or just throw it away. Now, we had a request for this a long time ago. And I feel it's kind of long, so it's a little more difficult to squeeze in. I think it was Clint that asked for suit.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comments at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
Our request Friday continues, 272-9228, traffic at 524.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, seeing an uptick in the traffic activity as the 5 o'clockers hit the Dusty Trail. Watch out if you're ramping off of North Boulevard onto 65 northbound. A little slow spot right there. Downtown, there's a lot of slow traffic there, as you might guess. And over on East Boulevard around I-85 in the southbound lanes, there's a pretty good backup there. Atlanta Highway kind of busy from Taylor Road up to the Boulevard. You can shop indoors at Reinhardt Toyota and stay out of the weather. The showroom is huge and stocked with Toyotas. Reinhardt Toyota, their family serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
See a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate, because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shop. Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, then he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly i-o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
I thought the first time I played that would be the only time I played that. That's actually become a recurring popular request on Friday afternoon here.
Mm-hmm. And it's your favorite, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd play it if nobody requested it.
Yeah. I just posted from Fox News the story on the Angel families and why it is. I mean, this whole ongoing debate on immigration. It's like Ted Cruz said during the news. There's a right way to come in and a wrong way, and the right way is through the legal process. Nobody should get a special exception. And I've been going through a whole series of memes on Trump, and some of them are a little bit jingoistic, but most of them are true. Most of them are true. My favorite, though, you remember the picture of the Marine holding the umbrella over President Obama's head while he was making one of his bullcrap speeches?
Yes, I do remember that picture.
There's a picture next to it of Trump, you know, helping a Marine keep his hat on as the helicopter blades of Marine One are whirling. That's the difference. Using a Marine like a household servant.
Because it might rain.
Snowflake. He's the chief snowflake.
Well, he just didn't want to melt.
No, not him. It is 5:31. We have time to jam in one request. And this is a Joey favorite, but others like it too. And it's Steve Martin. Who doesn't like Steve Martin?
Thank you. You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art, and atheists really have nothing. Until now. This is the entire atheist hymnal right here. A little song called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing. They sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics had the book of scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs. Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants. Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no
songs. Don't have no songs.
Wow. I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think... I don't know, people call me, man, they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter! Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so, you know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could have eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
He is just freaking brilliant.
It's genius.
And you know what else he's done that's very smart? He has threaded the line. He has not jumped into this culture of it's, you know, nonstop Trump bashing. In fact, he's kind of come out and said it's way over the top. And it takes balls to do that.
It's low hanging fruit too.
I got news for you. You know, how many shows... Look at the success that Roseanne had, even though it's sort of... It wasn't a Trump ass-kissing show. It just said there are other people in America besides the ones that are typically portrayed on TV.
And also, it's very tough to do political humor without being lazy or being too political. Like, Louis Black, when he went really big.
Yeah.
His disdain for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, it was not a secret. But the way he would craft jokes about it, the jokes themselves... were funny. They're just well-done jokes. Like, he did a whole joke about Dick Cheney shooting his friend in the face when they were quail hunting. And, like, he says, you know, Cheney was going, Iran, Iran, Iran. Then he turns accidentally to the left, Iraq. And it's a well-done joke. Like, the whole idea of him describing being the MC at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it was about how miserable the whole experience was. It wasn't just this constant bashing of one person. It was well-crafted jokes that at times really are about Lewis being miserable, not about how much Bush sucked.
And listen, Trump has done nothing but change everybody's perspective on those guys. Because what's happened in this Trump phenomenon is that we're now looking at the people that led us for years. And the one thing that seems to be a common denominator among many people is they were all on this plane for the same team. They weren't looking out for our interests. Trump is the first president since Ronald Reagan who has really put America first, who has been unabashed in his patriotism, and I think very genuine with it. Anyway, we got to take a break here for traffic and weather together. I may hold off on the weather because Rich may still be in the building. There are some big storms, big-ass storms that are going through Elmore County right now. There's some warnings up there. And we did have a request for Norm MacDonald telling the story of the moth.
So, the moth? Oh, yeah? The moth?
I'm amazed you didn't know what that was.
And I did know.
And apparently, Fun Size Jane thinks that I was ripping you for that story. I was just going through the and I saved this because you do yoga.
No, it's like, I don't think it's a rib. I don't think it's you're ripping me. I think it's true.
You explained it well. You explained it very well.
Yeah, I talk about how narcissistic I am. I am narcissistic. I'm self-involved by the book. Like, I'm not so far gone as I like empathy, but I am pretty self-involved. And, yeah, you feel... It's like after the cryo chamber, that runner's high. Yeah, and it's also like I accomplished something today. Like, I felt miserable. I set a challenge. I did it. And that's why... But I like my form of yoga because it doesn't have... And this is a bit of a rib towards Fun Size Jane. It doesn't have all the stupid new words... And like the feel, like the new age woo woo bull crap.
The new age woo woo?
No, it's just my favorite wrestler as a kid, Diamond Dallas Page, going, you can do it, brother. Yeah. As Henry Ford said, you say you can, you say you can't, you're right. Just do it. You're probably sweating and cursing me right now, but push through it. And it's like, all right, that's the type of exercise I need. I don't need somebody saying, hold that pose, Namaste. I don't need that.
That storm you've been following, it says we'll be here at 5:53.
Okay.
It's a smaller one than the stuff that's been going through Elmore County, but it's coming up I-65, and we think it's going to exit in Montgomery. In fact, I'm looking at the radar right now. There's an odd shape there. What is that?
It kind of looks like...
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
What is it, son? I don't know, sir, but it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's the report. Pecker, it looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson!
Yes, sir.
But actually, it's just a stretched out line of thunderstorms passing through Elmore County.
How many times have we played that? And every time we hear, wait!
Yeah,
we both crack up.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. Yeah, we absolutely confess. At 5:42.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing an uptick in the traffic activity as the 5 o'clockers hit the Dead Sea Trail. Watch out if you're ramping off of North Boulevard onto 65 northbound. Little slow spot right there. Downtown, there's a lot of slow traffic there, as you might guess. And over on East Boulevard around I-85 in the southbound lanes, there's a pretty good backup there. Atlanta Highway kind of busy from Taylor Road up to the Boulevard. You can shop indoors at Reinhardt Toyota and stay out of the weather. The showroom is huge and stocked with Toyotas. Reinhardt Toyota, their family serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Marguerite's is now in the Peppertree Shops. Marguerite's exquisite jewelry with our Forever Mark diamonds. We're in Peppertree Shops right there on Vaughan Road, right near Chappie's and Doug's, too, and all the great places. Peppertree Steaks and Wine, there's tons of great things, and we're proud to be in there. Come visit us. Come see our Forever Mark diamonds. All Forever Mark diamonds are absolutely responsibly sourced. Everyone's absolutely beautiful, tremendously cut, and there's only 1% of the whole world's diamonds are Forever Mark. Come see Forever Mark diamonds. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thank you.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371 plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SE Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SE Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SE Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SE Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SE Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SE Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SE Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at serugs.com. The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Save $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 48 months at Montgomery Subaru. EP estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Outback 3.6R Touring JDL Option 31 MSRP 40,880.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program. Same day funding and limits on Lightstream loans.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Back, I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. Now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, no, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver.
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
Right. You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Alinovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Alinovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade, once
how long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc. Sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth. Just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
The story of the moth, and that's one of those things you've heard it 100 times and it's still funny. That is the brilliance of Norm Macdonald. And as we were playing that one little blob that we saw on the radar coming from the southwest passed over, and it was raining really, really hard here. And that little patch is headed towards the northeast, so chances are any place between like where we're located behind 85, between Perry Hill and the Eastern Boulevard to the northeast through Halcyon, East Chase, Arrowhead, if you haven't seen it already, it's going to be there momentarily, literally. Here's Rich with the forecast. We have traffic.
Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world. That would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple-digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero, but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey, look, it's Rich Thomas.
Hey, so I said I'd come back before the 6 o'clock hour here, and there are no warnings right now. This is good news, but there's a cluster of storms, particularly strong storms, I think, around eastern Elmore County, affecting Macon County and Tallapoosa County. But the biggest storms, the monsters, have gone over the Georgia line and are assaulting east western Georgia and moving up towards the Atlanta area right now. So no warnings at the moment, but there's a cluster of very strong storms with a lot of lightning just northeast of Montgomery, and there's a storm trying to build over east Montgomery right now as well and over the Millbrook area. So things are looking a little bit better now as far as the severity of the situation. It looks like a new warning just came out. This is a brand new severe thunderstorm warning, and it's in effect until expires in 1 hour from now. This is covering much of eastern Elmore County, much of Macon County, much of Tallapoosa County, eastward to about, let's see, this goes east, not quite to Lee County, not quite into Lee County. So we have parts of Elmore, Macon County, Tallapoosa County under a severe thunderstorm warning for the next hour with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts possible in that storm. All of that east of Montgomery now.
All right, we watched that one little glob come up I-65, and it just passed over us a couple of minutes ago, and We'll see you Monday morning.
Hey, have a good weekend.
Unless you want to go see Jurassic...
I'm going to do that. I got a text from Jay saying it only got a 52 rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so he said you might want to skip it. I said, "Nah, I'm kind of invested in the franchise. I'm going to go anyway."
I wonder. Well, we were all taking a guess at the weekend box office. I'm thinking it'll do 100 to 120 million, with a lousy Rotten Tomatoes score.
I loved Solo, even though the movie's not doing well. I loved Solo.
I did too. I like that movie. Yeah. I like that movie.
It was one of my favorites of the recent three or four.
Yeah, I don't know why people are so down on it.
I guess they're just tired of the franchise, maybe. It's just wearing thin. I don't know. So,
I see Fiance is going to be on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Indeed, along with his good friend, Mr. Spotlow.
All right, that's coming up in just a moment. A quick reminder, Rich knows, I know, you've had contact with Donnie Turner. Ain't nobody better at fixing your vehicle than Montgomery Paint and Body. And it begins with Donnie. They use state-of-the-art equipment. They have talented people under the roof. But it begins with Donnie and his principles when it comes to automobile repair. And that is to never, in any way, shape, or form, shortchange the customer.
Do you know how old Brandon was when I started bringing my vehicles there?
He must have been
there?
A little kid.
He was a kid.
And now, you must agree that the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree there.
Oh, he's good.
He's kept up the high standards of Montgomery Paint and Body. And we hope that we hope you don't have an accident. But when you have a need for automotive body repair, you pay those premiums. You have a right to choose who's going to fix it. Your insurance company knows they're going to get real value for those dollars when you go to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Is it okay to say you get more bang for your buck?
That's an interesting way to put it.
557.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things not looking too bad right now. As far as the interstate systems, they're both clear. The boulevard looks pretty good. Maybe right around on East Boulevard at I-85. A little bit heavy right there. There is some bad weather moving our way, folks. Keep that in mind. Try to get off the roads as quickly as you can. Some of that's going to be quite nasty. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
All right, thanks for everybody that called. Made this a fun Friday afternoon for Rich Thomas for stopping by and keeping us updated on some weather situations. And again, our profoundest thanks of all to those of you who choose to use the people that support free speech and talk radio in the River Region by